This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And if you want to be part of Science Fantastic, then why not give us a call? That's right. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. And when you hear the recording, leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to make but never had the opportunity. Well, here's your chance to get on national radio. Here's your chance to have your thoughts heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. And if you want to find out more about what I do, then go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity, talking about the exploration of the universe in the future of manned exploration, the exploration of the universe. So the book is called The Future of Humanity, that is, Humanity in Outer Space. Previous books include The Future of the Mind, talking about incredible developments as we use physics, modern physics, to probe the thoughts of the living brain, telepathy, telekinesis, things that were once considered preposterous, like recording a dream, we can do in the laboratory. This sounds like magic, but no, it's nothing but modern physics, and the book is called The Future of the Mind. And in another book I've written, Physics of the Impossible, I talk about warp drive, higher dimensions, wormholes, teleportation, all the stuff you see in science fiction movies. I explain what is possible, what is plausible, and what is downright impossible with today's technology. And so, once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, or my Facebook site. We have 3 million fans on Facebook, and about 1 million people pick up my tweets every week on Twitter. Okay, well, let's just jump right into the first listener phone call.
Hi there, Michio Kaku. My name is Lance Rome, calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I was just wondering, it may sound elementary, but has anything changed in discovering why the sky is blue? Last I remember from, you know, school way back then is light being reflected off of water molecules or anything like that. Just wondering if anything's changed or become more clear. Looking forward to hearing from you. Thanks.
It was over 100 years ago that a physicist by the name of Rayleigh worked out what happens when light scatters when it hits something like water vapor or whatever. And it turns out that blue light scatters the most. Red light scatters the least. Now, when you look at the night sky and you look at the day sky, you're looking at the sun in different phases. During the day sky, for example, you look up, you're not looking at the sun at all. You're looking at scattered light that's scattered from sunlight. So light from the sun hit an air molecule or water molecule and then went to your eyeball. That's why the sky is blue. The sky is blue because blue scatters the most. And when you look up in the day sky, you're looking at scattered colored light. Now, when you look at the sunset, you're looking directly at the sun through a tremendous amount of air, and that means you're looking at red. Red light, because most of the blue has scattered away. Red light scatters the least, and so when you look at the sun at sunset, you're looking at the sun, sun's light that has pretty much already scattered away all the blues, leaving red. And the last question is, well, why is the night sky black? Believe it or not, that has something to do with the origin of the universe itself. You see, common sense says that the universe should be infinitely old with an infinite number of stars and should be uniform. Well, if that common sense idea is true, that means everywhere you look in outer space, your eyeball will zoom in on a star. Every point has a star. Therefore, the sky should be on fire. The sky should be white, not black. And your eyes should melt because of all the radiation that's pouring down into your eyeball. So why is the night sky black rather than blazing white? Well, the answer actually was first worked out by the mystery writer Edgar Allan Poe. Edgar Allan Poe was, in fact, an amateur cosmologist, believe it or not. He was an amateur astronomer, and he figured it out. And that is, when you look at the night sky, eventually you hit a cutoff. The night sky is a time machine. You're looking backwards in time when you look at the distant stars, and at some point there's a cutoff. There's no more light beyond that. And what is that cutoff? The Big Bang itself. So believe it or not, the reason why the night sky is black is because the universe is finite in its age. There was a beginning. And Edgar Allan Poe was the first one to write that down in print. Amazing. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Frederick Moore. Listening from KFQD, Anchorage, Alaska. I was wondering, do you support the plans for orbiting lunar outpost or Dr. Zubrin's idea of going directly to the moon and then on to Mars? Thank you.
Actually, the question you raise is, it goes to the very heart of NASA's policies for the exploration of the moon and Mars. There's a split. There's a split among space scientists. NASA has decided to go back to the moon to create a space station that orbits the moon just like the International Space Station orbits the Earth today. That's like a halfway house. From there, we will launch an ion rocket to Mars. So NASA envisions a two-step policy. First step is to go back to the moon, create a lunar orbiter around the moon, and from there, launch a rocket to go to Mars. Other people, as you pointed out, say, humbug. What a waste of time and resources. Why not simply jump to Mars all at once? Save money, save costs. Because, of course, the lunar orbiter will cost billions of dollars to create and maintain. This is a debate that's going on right now, and we have different plans to implement both procedures. The SLS booster rocket, which is funded by NASA directly, is basically outfitted to go to the moon. However, Elon Musk of SpaceX says, why bother with the moon? Why not jump to Mars all at once with a bigger rocket, bigger than the SLS, called the BFR? B stands for big, R stands for rocket, and F stands for your imagination. So Elon Musk says, why bother with a halfway measure? Why not jump to Mars directly? So which way are we going to go? Well, it's not clear. Both sides are presenting their case right now. At the current time, the Trump administration is leaning toward going back to the moon and then using that to piggyback way to go to Mars. However, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Professor Michio Kaku, this is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. That's right. This is the time when you can talk back to the radio. How often have you been listening to the radio or the internet and something pops up? And you're just dying to ask a question or make a comment, but hey, you're all alone. It's just you and the computer and the radio. Well, what you can do is talk to me. That's right. Give me a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. When you hear the recording, leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, perhaps you'll be heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So, give us a call. Okay, let's move right on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Mr. Kaku. I'm a big fan of yours, and my name is Hakran Sidhu. I'm calling from Texas, and I was just getting into your videos. I've almost finished reading up your book on parallel worlds, and I think I'm totally falling into it. I'm getting in love with everything whatever you write, and I'm also taking notes and trying to understand the things or in the form of equations, anything. You know, I'm just getting into a bunch of stuff, everything with regards to theory of everything. And I think there was one quote you also mentioned in one of your YouTube videos. that the theory of everything could be possibly a theory of salvation for an intelligent life to exist beyond. I think that may go into 2050 or, you know, can fulfill the purpose for 2100. So my long story short, my question is that, first of all, I would like to know about the term dimensions. I was also watching one of the YouTube video for a professor of physics named Lisa Randall, who was discussing about four dimensions. You know, we have X and Y, and, you know, forward, backward, up and down, and time, which was discovered by Albert Einstein. And so, but if I go into string theory, I do really want to understand about 11 dimensions when they mention in string theory especially. And I know that you have found the theory, and I really want to know this answer so that it can really enhance my curiosity, and, you know, it can answer my questions so that my understandability can really grow. And, I'm hopefully looking forward to your answer. Thank you.
Okay, let me try to break down that question into its component parts. First of all, as you correctly mentioned, I work on the theory of everything. There's even a Hollywood movie called The Theory of Everything, which won the Oscars, about the life of Stephen Hawking, the late Stephen Hawking, a colleague of mine, about string theory, which we think is the theory of everything. But you also talked about salvation. That is there a practical application of string theory? And the answer is potentially yes. The latest cosmological data indicates that the universe will die in ice, not in fire, but in ice. The universe is going to expand to the point where it's going to get really cold trillions of years from now, and the stars will blink out. The universe will consist of a mist of black holes, dead neutron stars, and radiation, and it's going to get awfully cold. And some people think that, well, when we hit the big freeze, that is the end of everything. That's right, the end of everything. However, there's an escape valve. And that is, why not leave the universe? If the universe gets so cold that we're all going to freeze to death, then why bother to wake up tomorrow morning knowing that it's all for naught? No matter what we do, we're going to face the death of the universe. But you see, trillions of years from now, we'll have technology trillions of years more advanced than what we have today. And that leaves a possibility of creating a wormhole through hyperspace to go to another universe, which is warmer, and perhaps mess up that universe as well. You also mentioned that, yes, these universes exist in other dimensions. So let me explain that. Well, when children go to the science museum, you can often hear mommy and daddy talk about the expanding universe. But then the children say, but mommy, daddy, what is the universe expanding into? If the universe is everything, how can you expand into something beyond everything? Well, think of a bubble. We think our universe is a three-dimensional bubble, but it's floating in a much larger arena, and that arena is hyperspace, another dimension. So we're like ants. Ants walking on a balloon. The balloon is very big, and the balloon is expanding. And so the ants think that the balloon is flat. Actually, it's curved. It's curved in a dimension that the ants cannot visualize, hyperspace, the third dimension. Well, we physicists think, though we cannot yet prove, that our universe is 11-dimensional. Why 11? Because in 11-dimension, all the mathematical inconsistencies of the quantum theory disappear. That is, the quantum theory selects its own dimensionality. Usually when you create a scientific theory like Newton's laws of motion, you can formulate Newton's laws of motion in any dimension you want. 3, 4, 5, doesn't care. However, string theory says that only in 11 dimensions do all the singularities, anomalies, and all the things that kill you disappear. And that's why we think that the universe originally started in 11 dimensions. So think of a bubble bath. Our universe being a bubble, floating in a much larger universe, this bubble bath of 11-dimensional hyperspace. Now, of course, you need more information than this. Well, go to my book. I have a book called Hyperspace and also Parallel Worlds, two books in which I try to explain what the hell is hyperspace and what does it mean if one day our salvation may be to leave our universe and go into another dimension. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Yes, hello, this is Ray, and I was wondering about in the quantum domain, K-Talk Radio, Salt Lake, Utah, and about quantum domain, I was wondering what this non-locality means, and also what Einstein called spooky physics. That if one, it's hard to measure it because the observer changed the measurement. Thank you.
Well, gee, we have quite a few questions about the quantum realm. First of all, the quantum realm is the atomic realm, the realm inside the atom, and that's what I do for a living. I'm a quantum physicist. I publish papers on the quantum theory. And in the quantum theory, we have bizarre phenomena that even puzzled Einstein. Einstein was puzzled by the fact that the quantum theory is very successful, giving us transistors and lasers and all sorts of wondrous technology that you find in your living room. But quantum theory is a bizarre theory. First of all, most theories are local. That is, if you kick a ball, the ball moves away from your foot. That's locality, that things push against adjacent objects that are right next to you. One ball kicks against another ball, kicks against another ball locally. However, things can be non-local. Non-local is what you have when you kick a football here, and then another football on the other side of the earth suddenly moves all by itself. Now, of course, you may say to yourself, that's ridiculous. Obviously, the universe is local. You kick a ball, and the ball moves. You don't kick a ball, and something on the other side of the earth moves. That would be non-local. But you see, the universe really is non-local. And this is something that puzzled Einstein, and he created an experiment to demolish the quantum theory. It's called the EPR experiment. You can Google it, EPR experiment. And that is, let's say you have a flashlight that emits two photons in opposite directions. Okay? One flashlight that emits photons in opposite directions. And photons, particles of light, have a spin associated with them, spin up or spin down, let's say. If one light beam has spin up, then the other necessarily has spin down because of what is called conservation of spin, conservation of angular momentum. So Einstein said, aha, if you measure the spin of one photon and it's spin up, then how do you know the spin of the other photon? It must be spin down. Common sense. The two must cancel. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and I'll say a few things about non-locality, which is enough to blow your mind. After all, it blew Einstein's mind. So we'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and ask that question, and perhaps you can get on national radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump will make a major announcement Saturday afternoon concerning the ongoing partial government shutdown and the humanitarian crisis on the southern border. That according to a tweet from the president late Friday afternoon. The president saying he'll make his announcement at 3 p.m. at the White House. That as the shutdown continues into its fifth week. Just a couple of hours before his tweet, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said it's clear what President Trump wants.
The president's laid out what he wants. We've sent a detailed letter from the Office of Management and Budget. it to Congress, and we've had a number of discussions discussing what we're looking for. We haven't backed down from that. We haven't changed our position on it.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accusing the White House of leaking information about her planned trip to Afghanistan by canceling a military plane and suggesting she take a commercial plane instead. The White House denies leaking Pelosi's backup plan to fly commercially. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right. You're not going to get a busy signal. You get right to us. Call the number 612-564-8135. You'll hear a recording. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Make that comment. Make that question that's always been bothering you. Maybe you're at the dinner table with your kids tonight, and they ask you a homework problem about science that leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? You're going to get to the telephone and call 612-564-8135 and put your children on the phone and have them ask that homework question that has puzzled you and the entire family. And so once again, you can be part of Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a question about locality and non-locality. First of all, our common sense idea is that the world is local. You kick a football, and the football moves right next to your foot. Things move because they're touched by something adjacent to it, right next door to it. However, things would be non-local if you could kick a football here and a football on the other side of the earth suddenly moves. Well, Einstein said that's preposterous. No one's ever seen that. Things are always local. You kick a football, the football moves. Not an object on the other side of the earth. But you see, Einstein was wrong on this question. We measured this in the laboratory. I have two particles of light, two photons that fly out in opposite directions. One photon is spin up. As soon as you measure it, you know that the other photon is spin down. Now, how fast did that information travel from one photon to the other? Well, it was instantaneous. If one photon is spin up, then instantly, you know, faster than the speed of light, then the other photon is spin down. Well, Einstein thought, aha, you cannot go faster than the speed of light. Obviously, the quantum theory is wrong. Well, we've done the experiment. Sorry about that, Albert. We have done the experiment, and Einstein was wrong on this question. Some form of information traveled faster than light from one point to another. Amazing. Now, to be fair, we should point out that Einstein does have the last laugh. It turns out that the information that traveled instantaneously is random information. It's unusable. So, in other words, yes, Einstein was partly wrong. Things can go infinitely fast, but the things that go infinitely fast are useless. That is, they have no net usable information. You cannot send Morse code this way. So for you Trekkies out there, who think that you can talk to the Federation headquarters faster than the speed of light by going through subspace communicators, that's how Captain Kirk talks to Starfleet Command. Well, sorry about that. You cannot send messages instantly fast using non-locality. Sorry about that to all you Trekkies out there. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, this is Brandon from Manhattan, and I also sent you a YouTube. I have a theory about quantum entanglement communication. The way I think it would work is if you put to the keyboard and quantumly entangled particles in.
So the quantum realm really is bizarre. It violates common sense. It has only one thing going for it. It is obviously correct. Transistors, lasers, everything in your living room, all the electronics depend on the quantum theory. So sorry about that. The quantum theory violates common sense. In some sense, electrons can be two places at the same time. But hey, that's the way the universe is. Sorry about that. The universe, in some sense, does not care about your common sense. Common sense only takes us so far. So, let's take a short commercial break, and you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment about science. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Or go to my Facebook site. We have 3 million fans on Facebook. And on Twitter, we have about 1 million people that pick up my Twitter feeds. And if you want to find out what all the excitement is about, then why not go to my website at mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And once again, call 612-564-8135. Ask that question. Make that comment, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Armand from Queens, and I listen to YouTube. I have a question about Wi-Fi. On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do you think the Wi-Fi signals are for our brains? All right, thank you very much. Have a good day.
Okay, you ask a health question, and that is, Wi-Fi, is it bad for our brain? Well, some people think that with all this radiation, these microwave towers going up, with this instantaneous communication, there's a price we pay, and that is we are being irradiated. And some people think that perhaps it's affecting our brain and things like that. Well, let's break it down as to what radiation does to the human body. There are two kinds of radiation, ionizing and non-ionizing radiation. Ionizing radiation is radiation that is, let's say, beyond ultraviolet radiation. Ultraviolet radiation gives you sunburns. Beyond that are X-rays, which can give you cancer. And beyond that is gamma rays, which you find in hydrogen bombs and in the sun. So that's ionizing radiation, radiation that's quite energetic and rips atoms apart, creating ions. These ions, in turn, can create cancer and all sorts of injuries. On the other side, we have, on the electromagnetic scale, non-ionizing radiation. Below red, we have infrared or heat radiation. Below that, we have radio, microwaves, television. They are non-ionizing. So when you read the textbooks say, don't worry, nothing to worry about, because you cannot rip the atom apart with weak non-ionizing radiation like microwaves and radar. However, people have done studies, epidemiological studies done in Sweden, for example, at the Karolinska Institute, that tried to measure exactly what does a non-ionizing radiation do to the human body. They went to power lines that carry much more radiation than you're going to find in your house, And they calculated the number of lesions that children have as you go farther and farther away from the power lines. They found a correlation, a very weak correlation. They found a slight higher incidence of these lesions as you move closer to the power lines. Now, we're not talking about a cell phone. We're talking about practically living right next to a high voltage power line. But yeah, they found a small effect. Leukemia rates, cancer rates slightly went up. Again, not enough to create a panic. And we're talking about large amounts of microwave radiation, not small amounts. However, there was one story that we think is fake news. One story that went out on the wire services that one person got brain cancer, and the brain cancer was right next to his right ear where he listens to the cell phone, and the tumor was in the shape of a cell phone. Well, I have tried to find verifications of that story. Apparently, it is fake news. So, what do you do? Well, personally, I think that there's no manifest danger, but if you want to be cautious, you should stay away from high voltage lines. Stay away from power lines where you can measure the amount of radiation. It's called a Gauss meter. Gauss meters are available at different scientific supply companies, and you can actually measure the amount of microwave radiation in your home. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. This is Lance Rome calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I was just wondering, why do we have mountains on Earth? I would think that after so many years of going through space, you know, maybe that mountains would wear down into a perfect sphere, like a rock in a river, smooth out. Is it possible that mountains are from meteors that crashed into Earth long ago and never flattened out throughout time? I'd like to hear your answer. Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question as to why we have mountains. However, let's take a short commercial break first. And then after the break, we're going to talk about mountains, where they come from, how high is Mount Everest, and why is Mount Everest as high as it is. Okay, you are listening to Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And if you want to get on national radio, why don't you give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment. And maybe you can get on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a question. Why do we have mountains? I mean, after all, the Earth is very old, and mountains wear down with time because of erosion. And so the Earth should be perfectly smooth, and yet we have the Rocky Mountains. We have all sorts of mountains in the Himalayas. And the question is why? Well, that's because the Earth is still hot. In the inside, that causes churning of the interior of the Earth, which causes continental drift when plates bump up against each other. For example, why do we have the Himalayan Mountains? The Himalayan Mountains are there because the subcontinent of India plowed into China, and the buckling of that collision created the Himalayan Mountains. That's right. So we're talking about continental drift. We're talking about the fact that the inside of the Earth is churning because it's hot. Now the next question is, well, why is it hot? It's hot because it is radioactive. It turns out that 100 years ago there was a debate between physicists and biologists and geologists. The biologists and the geologists said that the Earth must be billions of years old to create life and to create mountains and rivers and all the terrain that we see on the Earth. The physicists said, bah, humbug. You can calculate that a hot Earth would cool off in a few million years, and therefore the inside of the Earth should be frozen solid rock, not molten. And therefore the question is, how old is the Earth anyway? Well, what solved the debate is Madame Curie. Madame Curie discovered radium, radiation, and radiation gives you hot materials. So the center of the Earth is hot, because the center of the Earth has uranium, thorium, radium, and it is hot because radioactive materials have a half-life measured in billions of years. It takes billions of years for a radioactive substance like uranium or thorium to gradually cool down, and that's why the center of the Earth is hot, and the churning effect causes continental drift, which in turn drives much of our mountain ranges. So why do we have mountains? Because the Earth is radioactive in the inside. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Horsey from Fairbanks, Alaska, listening on 970 KFBX. My question is, you know, so I'm going to college right now, and I've always been interested in physics, and I find that I'm interested in geology as well. So I'm looking at pursuing a degree in geophysics. But, you know, I'm in intermediate algebra right now. I've got an A in it, but I really don't understand it. I mean, I understand it enough to take the test, to pass the test. My question to you is, you know, I've got to go up to differential equations and linear algebra, not to mention, you know, calculus 1, 2, and 3. And is it possible for just someone of average intelligence to learn and to apply themselves and to make it all the way through from intermediate algebra, you know, through differential equations and linear algebra, and just pursue physics and geology and geophysics. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to shoot myself in the foot by taking something that's just out of my league. But I mean, is there a where there's a will, there's a way? I don't know. What do you think? Thank you.
Well, first of all, I like to tell people that the universe is glorious, splendorous, and it excites people's imagination to contemplate the universe and the laws of science. But in order to understand the universe, you have to speak its language. And the language of the universe is mathematics, specifically calculus. And if you want to do physics, let's face it, you're going to have to do calculus. Now, of course, no one is saying you have to use advanced calculus. That's what I do, because I work in string theory. I work in Einstein's theory. And for that, you do have to do not just differential equations. You have to have tensor calculus in 11-dimensional hyperspace. And that requires about 6 years of calculus. So we're not talking about ordinary differential equations, but for you as a geophysicist or you as just a beginning physicist, yes, you have to learn differential equations. That's the language of nature. Sorry about that. If you are a French major and you want to know about French culture, sooner or later, you're going to have to learn the French language and how to conjugate all the French verbs. Sorry about that. You got to pay your dues. And let me also say that, unfortunately, that's why a lot of people drop out. We are born scientists. We're born to understand, to wonder about what makes the stars shine and why does the sun come out. We're born scientists until we hit junior high school. And then we start to lose young scientists left and right, because science is made boring. And of course, there's arithmetic that we have to master. There's dues that we have to pay. Sorry about that. So I would recommend that, yes, you have to sit down, buckle down, learn differential equations, but you're not going to have to learn the advanced calculus required for string theory. That you don't have to worry about. You don't have to worry about differential topology in 11 dimensions. 3 dimensions is fine if you want to become a geophysicist. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call. Oh, well, unfortunately, we have run out of time on Science Fantastic. Once again, join us every week on Science Fantastic as we discover the world of science. And give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. And go to my website, mkaku.org, or go to my Twitter account at Michio Kaku, and be one of the 1 million people that get my Twitter feeds. Once again, this is Professor Michio Kaku for Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.